USA News. I'm John Schaefer. There are a huge number of flight disruptions today because of the weather.
Well, we've had several days in a row now of severe weather impacting flights, the cancellations and delays just piling up. Anthony was supposed to be back in Las Vegas on Monday.
The plane got canceled, but they told us two times it's delayed, then they said it's canceled. Now I'm stuck here until Friday. I was supposed to be at work on tomorrow, but I can't go.
Some slept over on cots here at the airport, and others forced to spend their own money.
We are looking for a hotel currently because our flight got delayed and then they canceled it.
At Newark Airport, Scott Pringle.
Over $200 billion of potential COVID relief pandemic funds were lost to fraudulent schemes. That's according to a report from the Small Business Administration's Inspector General. The report indicates that nearly $30 billion of those funds have been recovered. The White House is trying to tell voters that President Biden's economic policies are yielding positive results. Principal Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton.
Unemployment is at historic lows. We've seen inflation come down by 50% over the last year.
The administration is faced criticism regarding the state of the economy, as recent polls indicate a majority of Americans disapprove of Biden's handling of economic matters. The Supreme Court issued significant rulings today, but its most consequential decisions of the term are pending. The court sided with local courts in North Carolina, denying Republicans seeking a favorable congressional district map. It also established guidelines for prosecuting online harassment and overturned a stalking conviction. The rulings on the legality of President Biden's college loan forgiveness and the use of affirmative action in college admissions are still awaited. There are reports the in-laws of NASCAR star Jimmy Johnson and an 11-year-old have been found dead in a murder-suicide. Police in Muskegee, Oklahoma say Terry Janway is suspected of killing her husband Jack and their 11-year-old grandson. The Janway's daughter is Johnson's wife, Chandra Janway. This is USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Justice Department is strongly criticizing the Bureau of Prisons for the events surrounding Jeffrey Epstein's prison death. Epstein, the disgraced financier, died by suicide in 2019. The DOJ's Office of the Inspector General published a report outlining the failures that allowed Epstein the opportunity, including negligence by prison staff in conducting rounds and cell searches to monitor his well-being. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is seeking to dismiss the federal lawsuit filed against him by the Walt Disney Company. The governor filed a motion arguing that the company lacks legal standing. Disney accuses DeSantis of violating its constitutional rights by establishing an oversight board and nullifying a deal that would grant the state increased authority over its property. Rent is declining in the U.S. for the first time in 3 years.
Thank cooling inflation and a still strong job market. Economists say during the pandemic pricing period, many would-be homeowners remained renters because they were priced out of purchasing a home. They expect rents to decline through the remainder of this year and into next year. It may take some time for this cooling to be reflected because of how infrequently the data is collected. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Ryan Seacrest will be named the new host of Wheel of Fortune. That's according to the New York Times, which cited two people familiar with plans for the long-running game show. Pat Sajak recently announced the next season of the show will be his last after 4 decades of hosting. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.